The Osgood Files, sponsored by the American Jewish Committee. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This week, the Department of Homeland Security issued a report on the list of potential terrorist targets in America, and it surprised a lot of people because the list of targets submitted by the states totaled an astounding 77,069. Some people question that we should have released this information at all, but frankly, I have to say it's got to be pretty discouraging, especially to a suicide terrorist, to realize that you have 77,000 targets to take out. According to the list, in fact, 8,591 of those targets are in Indiana alone. They include such terrorist temptations as a petting zoo, the Amish Country Popcorn Factory, and the Sweetwater Flea Market near Knoxville. Oh, and it just so happens that the more terrorist targets a state has, the more anti-terrorist funding it gets. Back after the orchestra tunes up, and this from the American Jewish Committee.
Who'd bomb a flea market just south of Knoxville? Terrorists hiding behind every rock wheel. Racetracks and libraries, playgrounds with swings. These are a terrorist's favorite things. Poor Indiana got called on the carpet with 8,591 targets. There's so many things for those thugs to attack. Thank God we're killing them all in Iraq. Hundreds of water parks, gambling casinos, festivals featuring Chili and Beano, a Walmart, a Sears, and a kangaroo zoo. Who knew the terrorists hated them too? Amish popcorn, high-stakes bingo. Don't you think it's sad that the only way states can get money for things is by claiming they bring jihad?
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Friday, July 14th, 2006.